One of them, wild-haired, her dress askew, her crinkled, freckled breasts barely contained in her sundress, trails a finger across Lena's cheek as she passes. The woman's finger lingers on Lena's chin. Her scent is strong, earthy, mossy, a feral crawl through a cave.
He tells me to call Kiri. I can't, I tell him. There's no phone where Kiri is.
Text them then.
Gentlemen, you need a phone to text.
Well then, go visit.
I just close my eyes and shake my head. There's a lot that gentleman doesn't understand. About phones and a whole lot else.
The cry went up immediately. And in the chaos of people running for the safety of Azrael's walls, many were pushed into the water or trampled outright. Vitrine felt their screams like the beating of wings against the glass case in her chest, and if she opened to them, she would crack.
I should definitely go home. I need to go home and go straight to bed. I absolutely should not go up to the rooftop bar and have a quiet nightcap. That'd be a terrible decision. Horrible. I absolutely cannot spend another cent tonight. The elevator doors slide open, and I push the button to the garage, but somehow my finger slips, and I accidentally push the button to the rooftop bar instead. Oops.
Let me tell you, wherever you crime, I'll be there. If you try to heist and hide, I'll find you. I won't back down. I won't be intimidated, not even by some scofflaws on a hot streak.
This particular season, the retreat had been reeling from foreclosures and burglaries left and right. There had allegedly been 8 break-ins in the last year. The gated community was located in Sanford, a north-central city in Florida. With a population of roughly 53,000 people at the time, Sanford was about 65% white and 25% black. After the rise in crimes, a neighborhood watch team of volunteers and unarmed security guards formed to patrol the community. The protocol was, whenever they saw anything out of the ordinary, they were to immediately call Sanford Police Department.